This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Well, hey, what a do?
Ahoy!
What's going on?
Hey, are we on?
Yep.
We're on. You never know.
You're such a pro.
You never know when we're out and about.
Well, we are.
Well, when you
just trust it.
When you started there, I didn't hear you at first, and that's always that's always problematic. I'm like, wait, is this?
We are an Odyssey station.
Is this working?
Can you believe it? We are out of the cage.
Yes.
We've been let out into the public, into the wild.
Following in the footsteps of giants.
Yes. And I think we're on YouTube as well.
Oh, yeah.
And on YouTube, you can see a cool car behind us, which might give you a hint as to where we are.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
We got
an old Cadillac behind us, I think.
Looks like a Caddy.
Yeah, we've got some tail fins on that. Maybe an old Chevelle.
Where would we be then? What would that mean?
I would assume that we are at some sort of auto show. That would be my guess, because as I look around, a lot of cars.
Not just any auto show, Jace.
No, the auto show.
We are at the Oregon International Auto and Motorcycle Show.
Oh, yeah.
At the convention center.
I'm going to maybe pick myself up a Vespa while I'm here.
You should.
Zip around on that.
They say that this is the largest four-day auto show in the Pacific Northwest, and I am not one to doubt them.
No, it seems like a weird thing to lie about. I'm going to go ahead and take that as the gospel truth.
Well, you know, stuff like that is often lied about.
Do you think there's one like in Tacoma right now that's saying the exact same thing?
Probably.
Preposterous. Like when we say we're the sports leader, do we really know?
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Best burger in town. Oh, really? According to who?
Best coffee ever. All right. Let's go. Well, it is a large auto show, though. I spent the last 45 minutes wandering the halls, and I can tell you, it's enormous.
Yeah, we're out here every year. It's always fun to see all the latest and greatest. You know, I've got to say, I don't know about you, and see, you know, you're a much bigger car guy than I am, as we've well established here.
Yes.
But I've noticed lately cars on the roadways with way cooler colors.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
Yes. The color game has changed.
Yeah.
Although, you know what's weird is,
it's getting way better.
The American cars, you know where we're lagging behind, is the interiors. If you buy a European car, the Europeans have the interior leather with way more color options. And I'm hoping the American car companies catch up. But the exterior colors, we got a whole new ball game.
Yeah, there's lots of really cool greens out there right now.
And that's what I got. Like mine, I got an EV like 6 months ago, and I've got a, it's a They call it York Green. It's like the Statue of Liberty green.
Soy boy.
Yeah, I know. I'm an EV driver now. Don't worry, I still have the Ford Bronco. So I like to pollute and then save at the same time. Therefore, I meet somewhere in the middle. I like a lot of the matte cars that are coming out now. A lot of people are doing like the matte finishes. Yeah, if you're buying a new car, you have more color options than ever before. And it's kind of cool because, no offense, but like, red, silver, blue, white. Like,
yeah. It was limited, you know? Yeah. It was like...
Well, a lot of now, instead of, like, white, people are doing, like, chalk.
Yeah.
And, like
yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, different shades
and
of all the stuff.
You're right about interior, too. It's like, I mean, we haven't shopped for cars too much, but when I do, I'm always disappointed in, like... I never really like black interior. I think it's, like, depressing.
Yes.
I mean, it's sleek looking.
Yeah.
But it's kind of depressing. I like the lighter...
Yeah.
I don't know. But you can never really find it.
Yeah, when I got my car, I was debating between two colors. One was kind of a unique gray, and one was a unique green. And I ended up going with the green because of the interior. The interior of mine is peanut butter.
Nice.
It's like a
I've seen that. Yeah, it's orangey leather.
Yeah, like an orangey brownish leather. And the other one just came in black. And so I ended up. The exterior, I actually maybe have liked the gray slightly better, but the interior sold it for me. I liked the exterior color, but the orangish leather kind of sold me on it. But yeah, there's all, like, cars now are, I mean, you just have more options than ever. There are so many companies making good cars with cool accessories, and you really can't make a bad car anymore because you'll get killed. I mean, it used to be like there was like lemons. You're like, oh, you don't want to buy that. But if you're a car company and you make a crappy car, you get exposed. So there's just better quality than ever now. And you really can't go wrong. There's just a million good choices out there for you. You can see them all here.
Yeah, I was going to start a car company based on all my gripes about cars. But now I can't. They've caught on to all my gripes.
They've caught on. Yeah. Like when you go shopping for a car, it can be overwhelming because there's just a lot of good options.
You're going to get out of here with the Cybertruck today, aren't you?
Let me just say this.
I bet you are. You look like a Cybertruck guy.
I am. We're all entitled to our own opinion, and you like what you like. Football's football. If you drive a Cybertruck, we're not going to get along.
Why?
We're just not. If you think that is a cool car, I promise you that you will hate hanging around me because it's just not going to work. I do not think that may be a deal breaker for me. I was like, hey, I met a cool guy. I don't know. We hang out. We had some beers. And then we walk out to the parking lot and he's driving a Cybertruck. I'm probably just going home.
Do you think anyone who drives a Cybertruck, because every time I see one, and you do see more and more of them, I try to see who's driving it.
Yeah.
For that very reason. I'm like, wow, look at this douche.
Pretty much.
But you can't really see them.
Yeah.
But do you think anyone that drives a Cybertruck thinks it's cool, or... have they just exposed themselves as someone who just has to have the latest and greatest no matter what? They can't like it, right?
It's got to be, right? There's just no one from an aesthetic point of view that thinks that looks cool. I just think you're trying to be... It was so different that it's like high fashion, like Cam Newton, right? There's no way that Cam Newton looks at his stupid Harry Potter wizard hat and think that that's a good look, but he does it because it makes you stand out and it says, look at me. And I have a tiny penis, and I'm probably a douche, but it's still someone paying attention. It's the only reason to have one.
I think that's
just
right.
Awful.
And are they all men? There's no way a woman drives a Cybertruck, right? I don't want to be sexist, but
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
They're all men.
I would assume. Although, like a lot of women, like we have one big SUV and we have an EV in my house, and my gal, the BTJ, always takes the SUV. She drives the Ford Bronco mostly, and I tootle around in the little EV. So I don't know. Like she likes having the big kind of burly. She wanted the big tires.
That's not the Cybertruck, man.
It's not the Cybertruck.
I mean, let's not put those in the same class, okay?
I don't know if the ladies are out there driving Cybertruck. I will say that every time I've spotted one in the wild, it is a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like it's the same guy that like used to wear Ed Hardy shirts or like tap out gear. And... I just feel like those he needs something. Like he wore bad boy gear back in the day, and he needed something new, and he went with the Cybertruck. You listen to a lot of Joe Rogan, I'm guessing, at that point. You know, you talk a lot about like bow hunting. But you've never actually been bow hunting.
Illegal game hunting,
yes,
perhaps.
You know,
big game hunting. Well, forget the Cybertruck. Tesla is here, though. I don't want to. You know, we don't want to talk too much.
No, the cab,
bad about
the driverless cab. prototype is here with no steering wheel. The one that's like,
okay,
it's all gold. You haven't seen that?
No.
So, yeah, Tesla, they're saying in a year or two, I think they're going to start putting these out. They're just made for taxis, and there is no steering wheel. Like, you just, it's gold, like, it's got, like, gold wing doors that open up.
Okay.
And then it looks like something from 40 years in the future. And then you just sit down in it, and it's got, like, two big reclining chairs, and then a screen, and it drives you. Because now they have Waymo. If you've been to any of the big cities, Waymo, they're all Jaguars, and they're driverless Ubers. But this one, but it still has a wheel. You know, it's just there's no one in it, and it drives itself, and it has, like, a big kind of GPS thing on top of it. These are, there's no way to drive it. You couldn't drive it if you wanted to. No steering wheel, no gas, no nothing.
You okay with that?
I will say that I've only ridden in the Waymo. I was in Arizona. In fact, I was down at an auto show. I was down at Barrett Jackson. Was that last month? And that was the first time I was in it, and it was weird. It was a little nerve wracking. I'm not certain that I'm fully prepared for the no steering wheel sort of thing.
Yeah, like, can you take, like, if something bad happens or is about to happen, can you, like, there's no way. So if you see something bad about to happen,
there's nothing you can do.
There's not one thing you can do.
There's no gas. There's no brake. There's no steering wheel. There's no nothing. You are sitting. Yeah. You can go. It's right over there. I'm telling you.
I'll go check it out.
Yeah. It's just got, like,
I'm out.
Imagine it is literally like sitting on this couch that we're on, a little love seat right here. You are sitting in, and then there's a back seat, but you're sitting in this, and then there is, like, a laptop screen in front of you that you can punch in where you're going and all that. And supposedly, he's going to start putting those out here within the next, you know, year or two.
All right. Well, Tesla's here, BMW's here, Chevy, Dodge, Jeep.
Yeah.
They're all here.
Everything.
Well, I don't know about everything. Are they all here?
They're all here. Yeah. I mean, you may
my
not.
My guy's at Audi here?
Yes. In fact, I was just over there because my little EV is an i4. So, yeah, they've got, like, the Audis and the BMWs and all that, Mercedes. And they're all in different, like, kind of wings. But you can look up, and if there is a car for sale in the United States, it will more than likely be under this roof.
I'm told you can win a Chevy Equinox if you come here.
Oh, tasty.
You may not.
You may not.
But you could.
In theory.
Which is probably a reason to get down here. I'd also like to give a shout out to our man over here, this gentleman. What is your name, sir? Bradley.
Bradley.
Okay.
Our fine bartender,
yeah,
Bradley.
So every year they put us out here by the bar because they're smart.
Yes.
And they know that we would like that. And we do. And we appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I think every year, and so there's bourbon, there's wine, there's beer. I see Coors Light up there.
Do they have Coors Heavy, though?
No.
More of a banquet, man. We
they
know
don't.
That.
Know we do know that, but that's...
It's disappointing that the Coors Light is so prevalent and that the banquet is not.
Yeah, but I mean, if you put the banquet up there, it wouldn't sell as well as the Coors Light.
I know it's disappointing. I don't lie,
But anyway, that's Bradley, and I was looking over at Bradley. I'm like, man, I think... Because we've done a lot of shows at the auto show here.
Yes.
I mean, I've pretty much come out every year.
Pretty much.
And... I think he's there every year. I think it's the same
he's
guy.
He's just over there toiling. We love him.
Who now is trying to ignore us. But I know you hear us, Bradley.
Yeah, you hear us.
We appreciate you.
You know what's going on. Look, he's a humble servant of the people.
We appreciate you, and thank you for your service, sir.
You get over here and have,
salute to Bradley.
Have him pour you a Buffalo Trace and leave a nice little tip for the man.
That's right. So if you come out here, say hi to Bradley. He's a man in the bar over there and having to listen to us for 4 hours.
By the way, someone's mom bought a Cybertruck.
Well, we got a mom and a Cybertruck.
Yeah, I said, my mom just bought a Cybertruck. I told her not to, but she's flashy and thought it was cool.
Okay.
Wow. That's a...
I'm not going to say a thing about that guy's mom.
To each their
I draw the line at...
I'm guessing that his mom has a very aggressive haircut. That's all I'm going to say. Her hair looks like it was
probably... Is she a Karen?
I'm just saying, if she's buying a Cybertruck, my guess is that is in a very aggressive cut. It's all just... I'm going to leave it at that.
It's wild.
I think.
Wow.
I think that's where it's going.
Well, we have at least one confirmed report of a female Cybertruck driver. It's crazy. Well, anyway, tickets out here, I think they're saying $20 adults, $15 for seniors and active duty, $10 for the kiddies. Although Sunday is family day, so you can bring everybody out, and the kids are free on Sunday. So it'll be open till 10 tonight, 10 to 10 tomorrow, and 10 to 7 on Sunday. And we, I think we're going to talk to Greg, who's the executive director out here.
The head honcho?
He likes to come by. He's a huge dude, big car guy. He likes to come by and sit down with us every year, and we're going to have him on a little bit later.
Yeah.
We'll ask him why there are three different words for car. I don't understand that.
Oh, we got like
you
auto?
Know what I'm saying? Well, automobile, vehicle, and car.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. It's a good question.
Have you ever answered that question?
I have never
answered about that question?
I go to car shows every year, and I can honestly tell you I don't know if I've ever heard that question, but now I'm going to be forced to ponder it.
Do you think he's going to have an answer?
My guess is no.
Or will he be flummoxed?
I guess he's going to look at you like you're an idiot, but I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Well, I wonder.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
What is the deal with that?
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we will talk about last night in sports.
It was a good night.
We watched hockey. Well, no, it wasn't.
Well, if you had Buck's betting ticket, it was.
Well, Buck,
Yeah.
But Canada won.
No, hockey won last night.
Oh, okay.
Hockey won.
Okay. We'll get to that next on The Fan. All right, we're back at the Oregon International Auto and Motorcycle Show. I forgot to tell you I was going to make an announcement in the opening segment, and I buried the lead, basically. I have my ICE team out here, and we are rounding up loud muffler goobers, and we are jailing them on site. We know what you look like. We know who you are.
The best part is, like a pitching wedge from here is a it's a company that is a performance. Like, they can take your they can take your 700 horsepower car and make it into like a 1200 horsepower car.
Cool.
With all the loud engine that goes along with it. I just walked by it. It is a stone's throw. So if you're looking to round some people up, I think just over our shoulder.
It's not me. It's my ICE team.
And
let me tell you something. They haven't been around to this part yet.
Yeah.
But they will. And that operation, it's going to get shut down.
It's done. Well, I got rid of my Mustang, so I'm safe, because I don't think you would have you would not have liked that.
You're loud muffler guy.
It wasn't loud; it just was louder than you would have liked. It is as it came by the factory, but yes, it was. It had a loud muffler. It had a loud engine when you started it.
Well, last night in sports, pretty good little night.
Yes, hockey,
I mean, you know,
hockey won.
Yeah, hockey. I mean, everybody was watching hockey. Yeah. 9.3 million viewers, they said.
It was the largest audience for a hockey game in the history of ESPN.
Yeah.
And that is a NBA Finals type number. Between Canada and the United States, what, almost 17 million people? And, I mean, I was listening to different people today talk about it, and one of the things that came across on my Twitter was one of the morning shows that Stephen A. Smith was on. He said he was flying back from somewhere. And he said he was walking up and down the plane, and he said, and they had live TV on the flight, and he said literally every seat was watching hockey. And even he was like, obviously he's not a hockey guy. He was like, dude, that's really cool. He said he couldn't remember the last time he was on a flight, and everyone was watching the same thing. They were all watching hockey. I was at a bar last night and packed. Everyone's watching it, and it was really cool because you had some diehards like me, and then you had a bunch of people that were kind of asking questions and who's that and, you know, what's kind of going on. And like, it just was a really cool environment, and every big moment, every big save, like the entire crowd was getting into it. It was just an awesome night for someone that loves hockey but tries not to push it on people, because that's soccer douche. Don't be that guy or lacrosse guy. It was just cool to see an entire country get wrapped up in that. And it ended up not being a real dividing, we hate you, you know, sort of thing, boo. It ended up just being, we're rooting for our country, but it was very respectful. We had some Canadian bros that were wearing, like, Connor McDavid jerseys, and no one was giving them crap. It was just a great night.
I felt like it was a little more hiring crowd in Boston.
I think so.
Because I felt like in the third period when it was tied and it was getting tense.
Yeah.
The crowd, I thought, was a little, it was a little meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just kind of... I mean, it didn't seem as raucous as what I thought it would be.
Sure.
So maybe
I do think that is a high-end ticket.
It was like a Super Bowl-type crowd.
My guess is there was probably a lot of corporate money in that place, and it wasn't Johnny Sixpack. That wasn't the Southie brother being out there at, you know, Squeezebox and Tommy weren't out there.
So they said the rating, 9.3 million, is double the first game and higher than any NHL game ever.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
Yes, for an exhibition game that really didn't mean anything.
But do you know what it was the USA-Canada gold medal game in the Vancouver Olympics?
Yes, that was what?
2010.
Yeah, 15 years ago, because the last two Olympics, the NHL players have not played.
Right. Do you know what that game got?
That was the Sidney Crosby overtime goal. I don't know what that got.
$27 million.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good. So if you don't think the Olympics matter,
yeah,
they still do.
Yeah,
a lot of people watch the Olympics.
27 million.
Isn't that
people crazy?
It did. Yeah, this game, as big as it was, yeah, a third of that game.
Yeah, it goes. I mean, that's why it bums me out when they don't have the NHL players play every year. Although this coming Olympics, they are going to play. They'll take the break in next year, and both all the countries will have their NHL players. But yeah, I wonder how much of that $27 million again is just the, you know,
well,
that's not hockey. That's just people,
mods
that's
watching.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but I mean,
that's why the Olympics matter.
That's the power of the Olympics.
Yeah. But to be fair, I mean, this will change. This is going to change hockey, and it's going to change all-star games forever. I mean, already I've heard every single NBA pundit come out and say, we've been trying to deal with our all-star game for years, and we know that has been an albatross for the NBA for years, and what do we do with it? Everyone this morning is like, well, they just gave you the model right there. That's what you have to do. Because when you can take a meaningless exhibition game and turn it into something that is the most watched NHL hockey game on ESPN ever, you've done something special. And you brought it up the other day that the NBA is constantly trying to figure out how to make that event matter. This will have a historic change, because the NHL can't do this every year, but they're talking about doing it every 2 years now.
Why can't they do it every year?
Well, one, they think that it's going to diminish it if you do it every single year, and every 4 years you have the Olympics, and if the NHL is going to do that, then because this would be when the Olympic, instead of taking the Olympic break, they're taking a 10-day break for this, and that'll break it up. And so they're talking about doing it every 2 years, at like a World Cup. So every 2 years you'll have this, and then the Olympics. So for you'll have 2 years every four where you will have one of these giant international competitions.
You know the NBA is going to go to an international competition.
Guaranteed,
that's what they're going to do.
Guaranteed after this, they're going to sit down, and they won't be able to do it by the countries, but they will
It'll just be U.S. versus international.
U.S. versus international.
And that'd be a good game, wouldn't it?
I would think so.
Or the U.S. would probably lose.
I think the international team, and when you look at the international team being able to throw out SGA and Wemby.
Jokic,
Giannis, I mean.
Luka.
Dude, yeah, it's.
Yeah, dude, we're going to get smoked.
Well, look at the MVPs.
Who's our team?
Well, we're all old, so it's
LeBron was good last night, though. Did you see Luke?
40?
Freaking LeBron. Is LeBron, I hate to say this about him, but
he's the greatest endurance.
Is he underappreciated at this point? Are we not giving him enough credit? Yeah. Because he is unbelievable. He's 40.
What he is doing at 40 years of age, we've never seen before. Well, I'll put a pin in that. Tom Brady. But
different sport,
it's
though.
A different sport because Tom didn't have to run around.
Exactly.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's insane what Brady did, but we have never seen someone at his age be able to play at the physical level. He is, and by the way, you can spare me the jokes because we're going to go down the Bonds road. Like, LeBron spends $1 million on his body a year. I think we all know what part of the, what goes into that. He's on something, and I don't care. What he is doing is incredible, and he's never been caught with anything. He's never really been tied up in any sort of those scandals, but he is fighting Father Time to a draw, and eventually it'll come to an end, but you would think that there would be some sort of giant drop-off in his performance, and it's not. It's silly.
So we'd have Tatum, Curry, Durant, AD, Edwards.
Yeah, you'd have Anthony Edwards.
LeBron.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson, maybe.
But some of those guys are going to be gone here. You know, in a...
Ja.
Yeah, and Devin Booker would be in that mix, right? I'm trying to think of who else.
Bam.
Maybe
Donovan Klingon.
Yeah, Bam would be in there. I'm trying to think of our more bigs. Look, the international is going to have a better team.
Well, yeah, the top four players in the league are international players.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look through the
four or five.
Yeah, look through the MVPs. You know, Jamal Murray would be internationally. Maybe you do North America versus the world, and then we get SGA and Murray.
Well, isn't this your point though about hockey? It's like if basketball does that, the U.S. would probably not be favored.
Yes,
and that would make us into it.
And
because that's your point about hockey is that when we're on the top and we're the king, like the dream team.
Yep,
we only care if they win. If they lose, then we're like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, we didn't really care anyways.
But when they're the underdog, like the underdog trying to knock off the big boy, that's when we love it.
Well, and that's like...
And that's what you would create here.
Absolutely. Well, you think about, like, last night for Canada, I don't know if you saw, like, Trudeau, like, his tweet. He was like...
Oh, I did, yeah. You can't take our game and you can't
take our country and you can't take our game.
That's
right?
A good tweet.
It is a good tweet. And
as tweets go.
But for the Canadians, why that's such a big deal is that is their sport, right? I mean, hockey is Canada, right? It is theirs. And that's us with the NBA. And so for us, obviously, as Americans, that was a big deal last night because, hey, we're on the come up. We're coming to take what's yours. And then Canada gets to bow up and be like, no. Yeah, you've gotten better and you may be on par with us, but we still run this S. And I would assume that the American basketball player, because as much as Canada is hockey, basketball is ours. Like, that is an American sport.
It would get them to care.
I would like to believe that if you wanted to light a fire under those guys' asses for an all-star sort of competition, it would be watch the international team come in to kick your ass and prove that they do it better. I think that that would bring out the heat in the competition amongst those guys.
I love that. Yeah. They should do that.
They should. And they will. It's coming.
Yeah, they have to because they're
and I hope they do it sooner than later because a lot of our American guys that anyone cares about, KD, Durant, Steph, they're not gonna be around much longer.
Well, you got Chet. Don't forget about Chet.
You got Chet. Yeah,
he could be, you know.
Yeah,
one of our studs.
I guarantee he'd be on the team.
Probably get pushed around a little bit, but you know, he's good. I don't know. The more I think about it, the more I think the Americans are going to get smoked.
I do think that the
in that game,
the world team would have a slight advantage. And that says something.
Yeah, but we have Coach K.
I don't think so. Maybe Spoelstra?
Well, I can go back to not caring about hockey now. But yeah, thank you for the night.
And I don't know.
It was great.
I don't know if that leads to more people watching. I don't. Hopefully it planted the seeds. It's a slow build. And hockey will always be the, you know, the little stepchild of the big four. But I just, as a hockey fan, I love to see it appreciated. I love to see, one, just the entertainment and the I don't know, the spectacle of it all, and maybe that planted a few seeds where maybe now you get some families that want to go see some Winterhawk games, or maybe want to drive up to Seattle and see a Kraken game, and maybe you do tune in for the Stanley Cup playoffs this year, and it just puts it more. And now there's more and more games. It's back on ESPN. And I think the sport is as healthy as it's been in years.
Did you see we played O Canada yesterday on the show? Did you see that the woman who sang O Canada said that she changed the words on purpose?
Because when we were watching it, everyone was like, "Wait, what did she say?"
Yeah, well, I wasn't because I don't know the words to O Canada. No. But I was more commenting on the fact that it didn't sound like a very good rendition of O Canada.
I thought it was very clunky.
But look, I'm no singer.
Yeah.
But although you do call me the songbird of my generation, well, so like it's all in the eye of the
beholder. You're like our Bob Dylan. You may not have a traditionally beautiful voice, but let me tell you, it hits somewhere special.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah. Well, she said, so I guess in the O Canada, it's true patriot love in all of us command.
Yes.
She changed it to true patriot love that only us command as a shot at your fearless leader.
The Cybertruck.
Donald Trump.
You can't take our.
Yeah. So good for her for doing that.
Yeah.
Her name is Chantel Kreviazuk. Kreviazuk?
That I don't know. It was kind of cool. She changed
Rhymes
the word.
Zook.
But I thought she did a terrible job singing it.
It was a little shaky.
I didn't care for it.
You know. Anyway, good little night.
Yeah.
Good little night.
Yeah.
And the Blazers lost.
The Blazers
as well. If you guys didn't watch that, LeBron's still kicking ass at 40. And
yeah.
Jeremy Grant.
He's quite good. Yeah, Grant was terrible.
Is Jeremy Grant, I kind of feel bad for him, but I also kind of think he needs to, I don't know, is he checked out?
I hope so. I mean, the idea at this point is time to pull the chute. Start sitting the vets down. Well, I mean, if you're Jeremy Grant, I'm supposedly he wants to be here. Supposedly he likes being here. But if you're at this point in your career, what the hell are you? I know. It makes no sense
to me. What's wrong with him?
I don't know. It was like when Bradley Beal wanted to stay in Washington all those years. You're like, really?
Man, what are you, an idiot?
I guess.
By the way, Bradley Beal, what's going on with that guy?
Boy, that's just off a ledge.
Is he the best player that kind of sucks? No one wants?
Yeah, he's bad.
Him or Paul George?
Yeah.
Ooh, George.
Yeah, they both. It's just, it didn't age well.
Still making like $50 million a year or something?
Remember like Mo Vaughn had this going on in baseball and Ryan Howard and, you know, they had these guys that were good and they kind of toiled in obscurity and then they ended up with these monster bloated deals. And then at the end, it was like, oh my God, no one wants them.
Yeah, fact, Ryan Howard was hitting like 195.
Yeah, who was the guy for the Orioles? Chris Davis, right?
He had
one of those.
Oof.
In fact, there was an article I read, I don't know, maybe a week or so ago, that was talking about the Lucas situation. And what player did they bring up? They said that there could be another big NBA guy.
It was Ja, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Ja Morant?
Yeah, this guy said, hey, just keep an eye on this. He said, there is a chance within next year that they move Ja Morant.
Oh.
And he said, with the salary cap being what it is, now punitive to going over, right, with the two tiers, the two aprons, and that the Supermax is an ungodly amount of money. Like, you're going to get guys going to be making $80, $90 million a year. That there are a lot of teams, supposedly, that are taking a long, hard look and being like, because when you tie yourself to that, look at Philadelphia. They can't get rid of Paul George. They can't get rid of Embiid if they wanted to. And there are a lot of teams, he said, that are really taking a look in the mirror and said, do we want to give someone $80 to $90 million a year and be committed to them no matter what, and we don't really believe that they are into this, whether that's physically, emotionally, mentally.
Isn't that what Nico Harrison just did?
There is, and that's kind of what this guy's saying. He goes, just keep an eye on this. He says he doesn't know if it's going to be a trend. He doesn't know if this is going to start something, but the next one he said is, if Ja ends up getting moved, it said it wouldn't, like, shock him because of the Luka thing, and he said if that happens, be aware that this is a thing. He said he's not certain if it is yet, but, you know, it's...
Do you want Ja?
Do you want to pay him? I mean, that's what this boils down to.
I mean, if you want him, you're going to have to.
And this goes back to...
So what are you going to do? You're going to pay... You're going to have Ja for, what'd you say, 80 or 90 million?
Yeah.
Good grief.
On these Supermax deals at the end of these, there are going to be players... There'll be eventually someone making $100 million
a year. Or are you going to build your team without a guy like that?
Yeah.
Can you build an NBA team better without the star? I don't think you can.
And this is...
You got to have the stars.
He said this is the conundrum, but teams may... And again, it's all speculative, and he's just saying that the Luka thing may be the canary in the cave, where when Luka happened, we're like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And he said if it happens...
It's going to be the norm.
He said if it happens again, then you kind of know what the score is, because the salary cap has changed. The structure has changed the way you view these guys.
A lot
now.
Of money. Yeah, if you're going to pay that kind of money to a guy, he better be like the Lillard guy, that works hard, leader.
Yeah, 10 toes down, works hard physically.
Can't be a drunk.
No. Or pulling out guns and
so does this threatened? Make the Luka trade? Does Nico get a little...
We'll see.
Maybe a little credit?
I
don't know about credit.
We'll have
but
to see how it ages.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. If he wins a title in L.A. and Anthony Davis falls apart, then no.
Well, but at least you can see what he was thinking.
I think there is some people that are coming around to it.
All right. Is your beard well-groomed?
Oh, that's a good question.
Mine is. I don't know about you. I was thinking about you today. I don't know if that is.
You don't know?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It you've got kind of got that messy... Like, I don't want it to look well groomed, but it's groomed look.
What?
Yeah. Don't you think? Cheese curds in there or something. You think there's some cheese curds in there, Kurt? Kurt thinks there's cheese curds in there.
Look, I'm not going to lie. When it's this long, there are times where, like, popcorn or something can get in there.
But wait, so I don't even know which side. Well, let's come back and talk about it. It's a big story today.
Oh, boy.
Is your beard well groomed?
I'll tell you what. I don't think there's an organization that I could play for. How about that?
Right.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you're not well groomed.
I think I am, but not.
Aha!
I think I am.
What is happening?
I don't know.
We must discuss beards when we return. Here's Buck. That's right. We are at the auto show. Joey Harrington will be coming up on our program in the 5 o'clock hour. Although we've already talked to him about cars, because we're usually out here on a Friday.
Yeah.
So. And we've had him on for years, so we've asked him, you know, his big car story.
I'm trying to remember.
Do you remember his big car story?
What was his big car story?
Well, he test drove a car when he was in Detroit, and they gave it to him as a loaner, and it's a badass car, and I can't remember which one it is because I'm not a car guy.
Yeah.
And it's and that was his, and he drove it around.
I don't remember that.
Like a badass in Detroit.
Yeah. Well, a lot of those guys now, like... you know, they do deals with dealerships, and they just they went, you know, most quarterbacks aren't driving around Like, Tom Brady had an Audi one when he was in New England.
Nice.
And they just give him a car to drive around. So that happens a lot. In fact, all, like, coaches in college, they all have none of those cars are their cars. Like, Lanning, we know, drives a Tahoe. That's not his Tahoe. That's Chevy of Eugene, whatever, that loans him that.
My Subaru Outback is not my Subaru Outback. Did you know that?
That is the Nurse Nice Subaru. That's
my wife's.
Yes, that is the Subaru Outback of Nurse Nice of Greater Portland.
So, hey, let's talk about beards. You know, the big story in sports today.
This is how, you want to know how dead, besides hockey, anything going on right now, that this was a legitimate headline story.
It's a big deal. The Yankees, George Steinbrenner in 1976 instituted a no facial hair policy for the Spankies.
You can have a mustache.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Don Mattingly.
But right at the lip. You can't have it go past the side of your mouth.
So finally, all these years later, George, dead and buried.
Yeah. Hal.
Hal comes in, and he's been in there for a while, but he finally justice for Johnny Damon, as he has instituted a policy that says you can now have a finely groomed beard.
I think he said well-groomed.
Well-groomed beard. Well-groomed That's what it beard. Is. Which, like, I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but when I woke up this morning and I was scrolling Twitter, right? It's a nice little news feed there. I'm scrolling and I see a big statement from the Yankees. And I was kind of like, oh my God, like what? Like, it was a major statement. And I was like, and I forget who it was. Like, Jeff Passan had retweeted it with, like, the eyeballs, you know, like the, oh my God, look at this. So I was like, my first thought was, did they sell? Did the Yankees sell? Did someone die? Like, what happened? And then it was a stupid beard. Like, you can have a beard now? That was the major announcement?
Yeah, it was a big
deal.
Welcome
to 2025, New York Yankees.
It's a big deal for, I know. It's a big deal for the Yankees, though.
Yeah.
Because,
who was the Milwaukee reliever that just signed there?
Devin Williams.
Devin Williams. He had to shave his beard when he went there, and it looks bizarre.
One of the weirdest ones. Well, Johnny Damon was the weirdest one. Because he went from the Red Sox,
homeless,
all scraggly, to the Yankees, and he had to shave. But also, you know, it was another weird one. Was they had Rougned Odor.
Yes.
Do you remember him?
His weird, stupid neck beard.
Yeah.
They should have made him shave that.
Well, they did. Yeah. He did. You can't play with the Yankees without a beard.
The thing is,
or with a beard.
No one should have a neck beard. And I mean no one unless you're Abraham Lincoln.
Anyway, I was wondering about your beard. I was thinking about this today. I was like, oh, I can now play for the Yankees.
You can.
Because my beard is groomed, well groomed.
Yes. Your Brett Favre beard is fine.
Now, you are an interesting study because I feel like you do groom your beard. You say you go to the lady who shapes it for you.
Yes.
I'm sure you put all the big thing now is oils.
Yes.
And
I have to have
balms.
I have to have product in my beard every
day.
But
it doesn't, no offense, this isn't, I mean, like, I don't know, this is the way you want.
No offense.
Well, it's not, it doesn't look groomed.
It is groomed.
I don't think you could play for the Yankees.
And this is the problem I have with this. When I read the statement, it says well-groomed. I put more time and effort into grooming my beard than you do.
That's correct.
My beard what would you say? It's weller? It's more well-groomed than yours? And yet, somehow, you're allowed to play for the Yankees, and I am not.
It's a little unfair.
It is unfair.
Yeah.
The problem is that when you have a longer beard, you can't, unless you were to, like, put, I mean, unless you use, like, a straightener, that's like saying curly hair. If you have curly hair, then your hair can't be well groomed because it curls.
Well, I don't know. I've seen some long beards that are pretty tight. Like, look, again, no offense. They're tighter than yours. You know, I mean, you could tighten that up if you wanted. I think you want it that way. It looks beard. Look, your beard looks good. Okay, I'm not trying to rag on your beard. What I am saying is,
if
you wanted to make that look super well groomed,
I don't think you could.
I think you could.
Okay, but if you did, I would literally have to get a hair straightener, like an '80s crimping iron to straighten it. Does your beard go curly?
It will if it goes long enough.
Yeah, like I put.
See, like this. Like, look at these guys. I just Googled. See, look like that. Your beard could look like that. That is a nice, groomed, long beard. Meanwhile, whatever this is.
Whatever's happening
this
here.
Rat's nest on your face.
I feel very attacked right now and that I'm no longer allowed to play. And here I was thinking I was going to play third base for the Yankees, but not
no,
now.
No, that's going to be me.
Yeah. When I saw that statement, I'm like, finally, my chance to play for the Yankees.
Well, here's the thing about beer. It's about time they did this because what percentage of American men have a beard?
It's becoming more and more.
Isn't it like half?
It's a lot.
I think everybody has a beard, although I was just getting ready to say, hey, let's look around and do a quick
beard versus no beard.
Yeah, like find the clean shaven guy. Yeah. Well, Kurt Ludwig is here. He's sitting right next to us, and he doesn't have a beard. No, he has nothing. He's a clean shaven guy.
Yeah.
Do you ever grow a beard? You ever want? No? Why?
I did the goatee once.
Yeah. He said he did a goatee.
Goatee. Yeah.
But, yeah, he's a clean shaven guy. Sales bro. You know, he's got to be presentable and all that.
And maybe that's what it is. I will tell you this. If I was in, like, sales or something, I would not have this beard. My job allows me to to have this. Or, like, if I wanted to be on, if my goal was to be, like, a news anchor, if I wanted to be, like, Adam Bjornsson, my guess is I would probably have to tighten this
up.
Well,
you remember they wanted me to shave my beard?
Yeah, they said you looked too Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
By the way, that's a
hand-to-God
real thing that happened.
Our agent came out, and they were like, yes, we had an agent. And they came out, and they were like, God, you know, we're getting some feedback on you because at that time we were on CSN TV and they were checking out the show. They're like, God, where's that guy from? Saudi Arabia?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you got to shave your
that
beard.
Brown guy, and then I went right past it.
I'm like, what?
Remember that? I was dying.
That was their feedback.
I was dying.
Needless to say, I haven't shaved my beard, although I don't look Saudi Arabian anymore because it's white.
It's white, yeah.
All these years later.
Yeah.
It wasn't white then. Now it's all white.
You had a good tan going on. You had the jet black beard. It was like, whoa.
Where's your turban?
I love, by the way, that was a negative.
Yeah. They were like, wow, we really can't. We don't trust you.
Yes. Like, if I was in, although, like, the tattoos and beard thing, it has come a long way because you are seeing more and more people that are in traditional, like, you know, doctors, lawyers.
Totally.
You know, and you're seeing them that have more of that look. But I also understand that if you're in a business where you are seen and you are presented and your foot's in the door and that's your first impression, there are still a lot of people that probably look at me and again go with the the January 6th thing. Well, you were mentioned, like Ortner said the other day, he was producing for us, and Will said, we're both bigger guys, we're both bald guys, and he gets none of the January 6th insurrection stuff, and I get all of it. And I was like, well, put some wrinkles on your face, grow out your beard for 6 months, and get some tattoos, and the perception has totally changed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
America, and now
and I still can't play for the Yankees, which is ridiculous. In this 2025, I can't play for the Yankees.
You got to groom it a little better. Like mine.
I'm going to get a beard straightener. I'm going to come in here on Monday, and this thing is going to be straight as an arrow. I just have a really curly beard, so it's hard to get it to lay flat unless you were to straighten it.
Do you use beard butter?
I use beard
balm.
Yes. I use like a textured paste.
Oil, beard oil. See, you got all these things. If you're a bearded man, you know about all these things.
Yes.
You got the oil.
And you use none of it.
No, that's not true. I have a beard. Well, when it gets bigger, you have to have like the styling gel or whatever they call it.
And that's what
it kind of lays it down.
Because
otherwise it gets a little frazzly.
Oh, when I wake up in the morning, it's something. It goes a lot of different directions.
But you have oils.
Yes.
You have a beard oil, and that makes it like shiny and hydrates it.
Yeah, it helps your skin underneath.
Then you have a balm, or no, a butter, which is, I think, I don't even know what the butter does. And then there's a balm, which is like light hold. And then there's a gel, which is strong hold, like the beeswax.
Yeah.
Which is like there's a whole thing with beards now. And you got beard combs and beard brushes.
Yep.
It is just tough being a guy.
Yeah. And yet here I am still not able to play for the Yankees. I don't like this well-groomed, because now it's implied that I am not well-groomed. And I am. I put a lot of time.
Well, it puts a lot of onus on the word "well" because you are groomed. So where do you define the well line?
Exactly. I mean, this is going to be a problem.
It could be that Suk is well groomed, but like James Harden is not. You know?
Yeah, it's going to be a problem. It's like when I don't know, Aaron Judge or somebody goes out there and Hal is looking down there. He's like, "Well, is that well groomed? I don't know." They call him into the office. It's a whole thing.
Judgmental.
Do you think the Yankees have missed out on any players because of their beard policy over the years?
100%.
Yeah.
I guarantee there's someone that looked at that and was like, "Nah, I'm not dealing with that.
I'm not dealing with that mess."
See,
Jake is our guy over there. He's doing the YouTube stuff. He's a Yankee fan. You could have six more titles had you not had a beard policy.
You know who has a beard policy? Brigham Young University.
Yeah.
I was not able to...
They still have that? You can't have a beard there?
No, no beards.
What is the, like...
I don't know.
Why are beards to some so off-putting?
I think, again, it just comes down to they want to present themselves as clean-cut, wholesome, and the beard is like...
They say
studies show that beards can make people, like, nervous and, like, it makes you look untrustworthy and it makes you look shady, I guess. Which is weird because when you look at the Mormon history, Brigham Young, he had a beard that made mine look pathetic. Brigham Young had, like, a ZZ Top beard. But I go to BYU and I can't have one. What the hell?
All right. Well, big news today. We are a bearded society, and the Yankees have finally come to terms with a beard policy.
Not me, though.
Coming up next, why have we seen such an uptick in student driver stickers? The answer on the Fan.
Yeah, Vancouver Ford text line. The old saying is people with beards have something to hide.
That's the old saying?
Well, like they have done studies that people with beards are viewed as untrustworthy or less trustworthy. Mm. If you were to... they've done.
Do you think that's still true? With so many people that are bearded? We're a bearded society.
I know we are, but... Like
these look like trustworthy men right here.
Yeah, but, I mean, they've done the things where they do like the blind focus groups where they'll show, you know, two people or, you know, and one that has a beard and one doesn't. And it's like, which one's telling the truth? Which one's whatever? Little kids, they say the same thing.
Kids,
like,
yeah.
Kids get scared of guys with beards.
Yeah, I can see that.
So it is a thing.
I mean, scare my neighbor baby with my beard, I think. She was like, what is this?
And I don't know why that is. And I don't know if that's changing. I don't know if that's something like hardwired into our DNA, if it's a societal thing.
Huh.
But that is a real thing. And
that's
it's one of the reasons why the BYU, like their Mormon missionaries, they want the Mormon missionary that shows up at your door to be clean cut and like the, you know, the picture of you can trust this guy because he's going to tell you about Jesus, even though Jesus, long hair and a beard.
I haven't had a job interview in, well, probably... What year is it?
2025.
Thank you. 25 years?
Yeah.
But if I did, I don't think I would even think about shaving my beard.
No.
Would you?
Yes.
You said you would.
I would. Well, but I wouldn't shave my beard, but I wouldn't have it like this.
Yeah.
I've had this beard for like, what, 6 years? 5, 6 years now where I've grown it like this. And
I don't know, man.
If I were to start anew and I was starting a whole new career, I would not wear short sleeves to the job interview, and I would not have my beard. I wouldn't cut it down to a
You just tighten it up.
I would tighten it up.
I get that.
It would not look like this.
But look,
and I would always wear long sleeves.
If you're not going to hire me because I have a beard, that's not a company I want to work for anyway.
No,
get out of here.
I always did it like when I go to like school functions for my kids. I would always wear long sleeves, so my tattoos were covered up, and I would always wear a nicer shirt, and I would take a little bit of time and kind of trim everything up, because it's not for me. When you walk into your kid's teacher, like, that teacher has sway over your kid, and so I always thought, let's put on a better, fair or not, people make snap judgments, and I don't want the teacher making a snap judgment about me and then that affecting my kid. Like, I remember once, I've told the story, went into a parent-teacher conference, and there was a, let's say she was a stripperific gal that was walking into the parent-teacher conference with her kid, and I was like, who shows up? And that's how you're presenting yourself to the teacher. Like, you may think that you're not doing anything wrong, but it's a disservice to your kid.
Don't get me wrong, I like the tatted-up whore, too.
You might want to put on a bra. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
All right, well, anyway, now we got to go.
Oh, yeah, we killed another one.
I wonder if that whole beard thing, if that's just like going to always be a thing.
It's changing.
Or if it's changing, because I just feel it's changing as everybody has beards.
It's changing.
But anyway,
like whenever someone runs for president or whatever, you know, they're usually a clean cut.
No, that's true.
They're usually a clean cut person.
But that's kind of, you know what I mean, slowly.
Yeah. J.D. Vance has a beard.
It's changing. Yes,
he's,
you're right.
He's vice president.
You're right, because there's never been a president. Oh, no, there have been presidents with beards.
Old school, but modern,
Abe Lincoln had a beard.
Well, I'm saying modern president. No.
Teddy Roosevelt, too.
Yeah, you got to go way back.
Yeah. All right. Back
when
it was acceptable.
Cows.
Yeah.
So it's just cyclical.
It's cyclical, yeah, because it used to be acceptable, and then it wasn't, and now it's coming back around.
Well, I say if you are judging someone based on a beard, you need to get the cob out of your ass. That's what I say.
Does seem
There's my PSA for the day.
It does seem a bit ridiculous.
It
yeah,
does.
Can we put that on a... Yeah, can we run that?
Can
we run
you can that shove that up your granny pumpkin ass.
All right, the student driver craze isn't just in Portland. Why this has happened, next on The Fan.
Freaking punch it, bitch!